2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
The women of El Salvador face a growing risk of violence in the home. In the first 9 months of 2015, the nation's attorney general reported 1,200 cases of familial violence committed against women, totaling about 5 cases a day. At the same time, the National Civilian Police reported 5 incidents of sexual violence daily, including rape and incest. Women who try to protect teen males suspected of being gang members are often targeted by police. Vanda Pignato, El Salvador's Secretary of Social Inclusion, says that many women remain silent about violence out of fear, shame, and terror, and the judicial system in El Salvador leaves much to be desired. Despite progress in enacting laws against those committing violence targeting women and appointing prosecutors focused on gender-based violence, basic services like emergency shelters for female victims remain scarce. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights chastised El Salvador's courts for being ineffective, inaccessible, and discriminatory on familial and domestic violence issues. The pressure on low-income adults across the U.S. is more intense in 2016, due in large part to the sharp limits on public assistance, first imposed by welfare reform legislation signed into law in the 1990s. The value of cash aid to poor families has fallen sharply over the last 20 years. In July, Arizona will be the first state in the U.S. to limit cash assistance to 12 months during an individual's lifetime. In 1996, President Bill Clinton made a deal with Republican Speaker Newt Gingrich to support the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Act, which ties government cash assistance to employment. The reform law allowed states to impose harsh limits on assistance through the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program known as TANF. 20 years ago, Arizona set up a series of programs to assist single parents to find jobs, provide child care, and enhance workforce skills. But according to the Guardian newspaper, these programs were slashed after the economy melted down in 2008. As unemployment in the state hit 11%, the conservative state legislature gutted TANF amid complaints about increased dependency and rising costs. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the number of TANF recipients fell in 16 states, even as unemployment and economic hardship increased. And the value of individual benefits has also fallen sharply. Congress has not increased the funding for TANF in 20 years, which with inflation equals a fall in real benefit dollars by more than one-third. After the Flint, Michigan water crisis emerged as a national issue, Democrats in New Jersey's legislature revised a bill to provide aid to homeowners to remove lead paint and relocate families when children tested positive for high levels of lead in their blood. In January, New Jersey's Republican governor and former presidential candidate Chris Christie refused to sign the $10 million supplemental bill to fund the lead paint removal program. The fund, established in 2004, has not been refunded in 6 years, as governors diverted revenues to pay for state operations. In a press conference in early March, Christie said the issue had been overdramatized and blamed Democrats for requesting extra funding and driving the state's budget problems. According to New Jersey Spotlight, 225,000 children in New Jersey were exposed to lead paint poisoning since 2000. Advocates for the poor in the Garden State say children in 11 New Jersey cities have higher rates of lead in their blood than children living in Flint, Michigan, where state government made cost-cutting decisions that led to the contamination of the city's drinking water supply. Elise Pivnik, director of environmental health for Isles, Inc., observed, "Because of Flint, most of the world knows lead in the water can poison children. But it's just as tragic and alarming that thousands of children in New Jersey continued to be exposed to lead year after year." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.